Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
It's the real deal now, Michael Lynch in Galway, isn't it?
It is indeed.
All the training has been done. You've listened in a few times. You've had a go in your car and at home and wherever else, and now you have to do it for real.
Sorry, sir.
Did I interrupt your ordering a breakfast roll, Michael, when I rang you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you get in yours?
Two hash browns, two eggs, and two rashers.
Two hash browns, two eggs, two rashers. Any sauce?
Yeah, red sauce, yeah.
Red sauce, yeah, fair enough, Michael. Right, listen, I won't keep you from your breakfast all much longer. Let's get down to business and jump into round one.
Perfect.
Round one.
So, three to choose from, Michael, in terms of categories. You can have the modern age or epics. Which one would you like?
Go with epics.
Epics, okay. These are long songs. So I'm going to ask you questions about long songs. 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What song from the Sugar Hill Gang is a whopping 15 minutes long and full?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's not called that.
No,
it's Rapper's Delight. Taylor's version of which song was released as a 10-minute version?
Taylor's... Oh, no.
No, just pass if you don't know, we'll move on.
Pass.
Okay, All Too Well. The Beautiful Ones appeared on the 1997 album Butterfly. Who is the artist?
Oh, my God.
There's a clock ticking there.
Pass.
Yeah, no, it was Mariah Carey. Master of Puppets is a song and an album from which metal band?
Metallica.
Yes. Who sang It's Like You're My Mirror?
Pass.
It's Justin Timberlake. The Stone Roses sang I Am The What?
Oh. It don't come to me.
Resurrection is the answer. Oh. And there's the drums. Michael, Uno. Score of one you got there.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the bonus round now and see if we can make a difference here.
Okay.
Bonus round.
Okay, in the bonus round, we're going to play a game called Classical Tunes. So basically, these are popular songs. In the style of Maria's favourite show, Bridgerton. They've been done by little string quartets and orchestras and beautiful pianos and all. You have to tell me what they are. They're all long songs. That's a clue. But I need artist and title of each one. And here's your first one. What's that?
It's the Beatles, no?
What do you think it is?
It was by the Beatles, no?
By the Beatles, no. Not the Beatles, no. It was Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, that one was. Okay, try this one,
Yeah. I know, I suppose this won't come to me.
Damn.
The radio.
Yeah. Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah was that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Hallelujah.
Here's your last one. Try this one, see if you can get this one right. What's that big long song?
Oh.
You know that one, don't you?
I do.
It's Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything for Love. Listen, Michael, you can relax now. You can have a bite of the breakfast roll. You've got a score of one, and we'll see how that does when your competitor has a go up against you. You never know. It could be you going through still.
Music Master on
Today FM. That could absolutely be a question to Music Master, by the way. How many flies did Taylor Swift swallow on her Eras tour? Is it 3, 4, or 6? Like that could be a question. Arnie, would you like if it was that kind of detail about an artist?
Absolutely not.
Anya Curran and Deans Grange in Dublin, how are you?
I'm good. I'm pacing anxiously around the kitchen here. I'm trying to use Dermot's meditation.
Listen, you got to be calm. You got to be collected. You got to be together. But listen, all you have to do is answer questions on something to do with music. It is a simple little premise anyway, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sounds fine. All right, well, look, Michael got a score of one, so you got to get more than one if you want to go through to the final. Let's jump into round one.
Okay.
Round one.
Now, Michael took epics, so you can't have that. You can have either or the modern age.
Well, go with the first one.
Okay, you're not going to make the weird aura noise, and I don't blame you. It is, unsurprisingly, questions about artists and songs and bands, all beginning with the letter OR, okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Rachel Stevens first found fame as a member of which band?
Best of Seven.
That's correct. Menudo was the launch pad for which Latino OR singer?
Ricky Martin?
Yes. Which OR actor performed I'm Just Ken at this year's Oscars?
Ryan Gosling.
He did. Which artist is Never Gonna Give You Up?
Rick Astley.
Correct. Rhiannon was a hit for which band?
Pass.
Fleetwood Mac. Rain On Me was a duet between Lady Gaga and who?
Pass.
Ariana Grande. Life is a Roller Coaster was a solo single for a former boy bander. What's his name?
Ronan Keaton.
It is. What instrument is Richie Sambora mostly associated with?
Guitar.
Yep. Run This Town saw Jay-Z team up with which OR singer?
Rihanna.
Yeah. Who deemed themselves to be too sexy for their car, cat and hat?
Right Said Fred.
Correct. Pablo Honey was the 1993 debut album from which band?
Radiohead.
That's right. Did Robert Miles sing about children or teenagers?
Children.
He did. Oh, there's the drums. He did very well there now, Annie. Let's count them up. 10. My goodness. I tell you, all the pacing around the kitchen and calming yourself paid off. Right, let's make the score even better in the bonus round.
Right. Bonus
round. Unbelievable score of 10. Let's see if we can make it massive. So you add a point for everyone you get right in the bonus round. Get all three right, and I'll triple that score of yours to 30. Right?
Sound good.
Unbelievable. So we're doing classical as well, and they're all bands, artists, or songs that all begin with OR, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have a listen to this classical themed song, except you know it as a pop song. What is it? What do you think?
Kate Bush Running Up That Hill?
It is Kate Bush Running Up That Hill. That's one on the board. Let's see if we can get you a two. That one?
No,
that not one. Getting. That's Beyonce and Run the World, Girls. Okay, try this one.
Not a clue.
No, Elton John's Rocket Man was that one there. Listen, 10 plus 1 gives you a score of 11, which is more than enough to get you into the final. Congratulations, Anya.
Great stuff. Thank you
very
much.
Good stuff, yeah. And we've got a bit to do now. We've got to say goodbye to Michael Lynch. Michael.
Yep.
I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug. Thanks a million for playing. And have you eaten the breakfast roll in the meantime, or were you waiting?
I eaten half.
You've eaten half, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
There's one, the 6-month-old son here.
All right, good man. What's his name?
Well, I have twin boys. I have James and Michael.
James and Michael. Twins, 6 months old.
And I have a 3-year-old daughter as well.
Oh, listen, you're run off your feet, Michael.
It's some excuse for my poor performance.
Well, listen, the breakfast roll is really what matters, especially when you're dealing with three kids under two. Listen, fair play to you, Michael. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Dave.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Anya, we're going through to the final. Pace around the kitchen a little bit more, will you?
I will.
Okay, it obviously worked last time. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Final round. Okay, Anya, in this final round, take a deep breath, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, the year is 1980. The place is Hammersmith in London in the UK, and the lyric is, dressed in all your fancy clothes.
Fancy clothes. Oh, God. I know it's a
classic. No. There's the drums, and I bet you do know it. Listen. Yeah, American Boy from Estelle. That's right, that's who it was. A hard look on you.
Oh, well.
Listen,
oh, well.
Your score in the first round of bonus round was absolutely brilliant. You can dine out on that for a long time. 11's a great score. And I will send you out a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones as well, all right?
Thank you very much.
No worries. And tell the hubby to give it a go at some stage.
I will.
Okay, see you, Anya. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
bye. Dave Moore. On Today FM Podcast.